لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وعن بهز بن حكيم عن أبيه عن جده أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في قوله تعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس، قال: أنتم تتمون 70 أمة، أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله تعالى. رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه وترميم، وقال الترمذي: هذا حديث حسن.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم على من أبدا على حبيبك طيب القلب تؤذيه. This riwayat is the last riwayat of this kitab, and it is also the last riwayat in Mishkatul Masabih. So the Rawi, the narrator of the riwayat, Fahd ibn Hakim, he is narrating from his father. So the Shura, they say that his father's name was Hakim bin Muawiyah. And he is narrating from his father, that means Fahd ibn Hakim's grandfather. And Shura said that his name was Muawiyah bin Hayda radiyallahu ta'ala. So the Sahabi was Muawiyah bin Hayda radiyallahu ta'ala. So one point we can take from there is that the grandson is narrating from the father, who is narrating from his father. So Allah ta'ala make it that ilm is in our homes also like this. The father is passing on ilm to his son, and then that son becomes the father and he's passing on ilm to his son. So one very, very easy way of doing this, one is the ulama, Allah Ta'ala gives them tawfiq to study, etc. But for people like me and you, one very, very easy way of doing this is to start ta'aleem in our home. So if we start ta'aleem of fazail al-amal, fazail al-sadaqah, any nice, easy, simple hadith kitab, if you are unsure, then find out from your ulama. So if we start reading these kitabs in our home, so we will be reading to our children. Our children will read to their children, and this silsila will continue. So, Muawiyah bin Hayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولْ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. So he says that he heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, with regards to this Ayat-e-Kareema, which Ayat-e-Kareema? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So we come to the Ayat-e-Kareema just now. But also from this Hadith Sharif we learn that Ahadith al-Mubarakah is actually the explanation of the Quran Sharif. The best tafsir of the Quran Sharif is found in the Ahadith al-Mubarakah. So one cannot separate hadith from Quran. One cannot say that I am only going to study the Quran, or only going to take rulings from the Quran. The Quran and Hadith Sharif go glove in hand. They both have to go side by side. They go together. There are many, many things that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. The details come in the Ahadith Mubarak. Some people, they are deceived, right? And people tell them that anything you want to do, you must prove it from Quran Sharif. If you can't prove it from Quran Sharif, then you can't make amal upon it. You can't practice upon it. So if this is the case, then for example, Quran Sharif tells us to read Salah. But Quran Sharif doesn't give us the precise times for Salah. Quran Sharif doesn't give us how many rakats are in Fajr Namaz, Zohar Namaz, Asr Namaz. All this we learn from Ahadith Mubarak. Sahaba radiallahu anhum,
when they used to explain this, then they used to use one ayat of the Quran Sharif. مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتُوا. That whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, you take it, you hold on to it. And whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited you from, then you abstain from it. So Allah Ta'ala is instructing us in the Quran Sharif that we must follow the Hadith Sharif. When we talk about Hadith Sharif, the students of Hadith, they will know, but I'm just mentioning for myself and for those like me, that when we talk about the Sunnah, when we talk about the Hadith Sharif, then we are talking about the words of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about the actions of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we are also talking about the tacit approvals of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if something was done in the presence of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he didn't stop it, then that action would be permissible. So all this forms part of the Sunnah. When we say that we have to follow the Sunnah, all this is included in the Sunnah. So coming to this ayat al-Karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. That you are the best of Ummah, you are the best of community, which has been taken out for mankind. So being the best Ummah, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, according to some shura, they have said that this refers to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were the best Ummah. So it's not referring to everybody after the Sahaba. Some say it refers to Khayrul Qurun. That means Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Tabi'in, Tabu Tabi'in. Not after that. And others say that no, it refers to all the Siddiqeen, all the Shuhada, all the Salihin. Siddiqeen are those people whom there is no difference in their actions, in their words, and what is in their hearts. Everything is in compliance with Allah Ta'ala's Ahkam and the Sunnah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they say, their actions are in sync with their words. And what is in their hearts is in sync with their words and their actions. So these are the Siddiqeen. Then you get the Shuhada, those who are the martyrs. Sometimes the Ummah becomes despondent. You see, but so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters are being killed around the world. In Sudan, what a massacre is taking place. In Gaza, massacre. Different places at different times, right? So people become despondent. And how come so many Muslims are being killed? So our Shaykh, my Prophet Rahmatullahi, he used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got his quota of shuhada. Why do you want to deprive the ummah of the shuhada? Allah has got his quota. So many people are going to become shuhada. So they are going to get the high ranks of shahada. Why are you trying to deprive the ummah of the quota of shuhada? So those shuhada, they say that no, it's only referring to the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Saliheen. We know they are those people who are trying to bring their lives in line with the Sharia and the Sunnah. However, majority of the Shura, they say that this Ayat al-Karima is general. The Ayat al-Karima is not making it khas, that it's only referring to this, these people or those people. The Ayat is general. So most of the Shura, they say that this fazilat, this virtue of being khayra ummah, this is for the entire ummah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. So, alhamdulillah ta'ala, me and you, although we are not worthy, but we too are included. We too are included. That we are the khayra ummah. Right? Now, why are we the khayra ummah? Because our Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of all Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So just on virtue that we are the Ummatis of the greatest Nabi, we become the best Ummah. Without anything from our side. Just on virtue that we are the Ummatis of the greatest Nabi, we become Khayr Ummah. This is what and honor it is to be from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, O preacher, believe now that you have been taken out for mankind. So this ummah has to benefit mankind. We have to be of benefit to mankind. The whole attitude in the world today is me, myself and I. I must worry about myself. As long as I am taken care of, I am alright. Whereas the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are supposed to be giving preference to others in every aspect. One is those people that don't have iman. So we have to take deen to them. We have to take iman to them. We have to make da'wah ila Allah. Otherwise people will go to Jahannam. Then those that have iman, but we have to keep reminding one another. We have to instruct towards goodness. We have to prohibit from evil. In its different forms, in different situations, it will be done differently. But we have to make amal bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. And then even in mundane things, normal day-to-day activities, day-to-day things, we must give preference to others over ourselves. That is what we call akhlaq. Our akhlaq must be such, our character must be such, that we give preference to others over ourselves. One incident that comes to mind, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who will host this person? One person had come, he needed to have meals. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, who will host him, who will take him home for meals? So one Sahabi agreed, he said, I will take him. So when he goes home, his wife informed him that there's nothing here, we don't really have much. There's just enough maybe to feed the children. So he tells the wife, he says, see, what you do is, just put the children off to sleep. And when the visitor comes, whatever food we got, we will present it. And then when he sits down to eat, you must put the light off. Make that you're fixing the light, put the light off. So it's pitch dark now, you can't see anything. So we will just imitate like we are eating, but we won't eat. And we will allow for him to eat. So like this, the visitor ate, and they all went to sleep hungry. The next day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi from Allah Ta'ala that they give preference to others over themselves, even though they themselves are in need. One is a person who has got, and he takes his leftovers, takes his extras, and he gives it to somebody else. And the other is a person, he got only that which is necessary for himself, and he sacrifices that for someone else. There's a very high level of sacrifice. So the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be like this. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in explaining this ayat al-kareema, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً. Some shura say, تَتِمُّونَ others say تُتِمُّونَ. It doesn't affect the meaning too much. So أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً. So with regards to Sab'een means 70, that you are the completion of 70 ummah. Right? Now we know that we are told that there were plus minus 124,000 prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, that came to the world. But the Hadith Sharif is making mention of 70 ummah. Right? So the explanation given, two explanations. One is Sab'een, 70 ummah refers to big ummah. Some Anbiya alayhi salam were just sent to a small community, a small tribe, a small family. So we're excluding all of that. And 70 refers to the big ummah. Right? That's one explanation. The other explanation which most of the shura take is that sabreen is in the ma'na of kathrat. It just comes to show many. Like how in English you will say, I told you a dozen times. But it doesn't mean I told you 12 times. It just means I told you many times. Right? So in Arabic, the number 70 is used like that. When you want to say, I told you many times, when you want to say many, so use the number 17. So it's not to show the actual number, but it is to show kathrat. In other words, you have come after many, many ummats. Your ummat has come last now, after many, many ummats have come. Right? And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَنْتُمْ خَيْرًا, that you are the best of all. وَأَنْتُمْ وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and you are the most honorable, you are the most noble in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when Allah ta'ala is giving us that fazilah, giving us that virtue, okay, then it will be a shortcoming on our part if we don't do our side. If we don't do our part, then the blame is on us. Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunity without us making any application, without us doing anything. Allah Ta'ala made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is now khayruha wa akramuha ala Allahi ta'ala. Without anything from our side. We didn't do anything to get it. In fact, there were anbiya alayhi salam who made dua to Allah Ta'ala to be from this ummah. Looking at the virtue of this ummah, they wanted to be ummatis of this ummah. But Allah Ta'ala decreed that they must be prophets, they must be anbiya alayhi salam. So they were anbiya alayhi salam. So we didn't make any application, and Allah Ta'ala made us from this ummah. Now when we are from this ummah, if we now don't follow the sharia, don't follow the sunnah, then the shortcoming is on our side. The blame is on our side. Allah Ta'ala is giving us a golden opportunity. Give us a golden spoon in our hand. With no effort from our part. All we got to do is follow the sharia, follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and become worthy of the virtue. Right? So, just two points mentioned here with me by the shura. One is that the hadith sharif before this, is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and in that hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives, He overlooks, He makes maaf, He forgives whatever mistakes an ummati of this ummat makes. If he makes a mistake, Allah ta'ala forgives him. Right? If he does something in error or he forgot, in a forgetful state, like you fasting, right? You are fasting, and you forgot to fast, and you ate your whole chicken also, right? And after that you remember you fasting, Allah Ta'ala forgives it. You can carry on fasting, no problem. Your fast is still intact, right? So Allah Ta'ala overlooks the mistakes, whatever is done in forgetfulness, Allah Ta'ala overlooks it. So the shura says that the author of Mishnah Sharif, he brought this hadith sharif second now. In other words, he's asking Allah Ta'ala to overlook his faults and his shortcomings. So we too, when we come to the end of the kitab, or the end of our studies, the end of our course, we will be asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Because no matter how well we study, or no matter how much ibadah we make, our study, our ibadah is not worthy of presentation to Allah Ta'ala. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that after we read salah also, we must be istighfar three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Now, although we're making an ibadah, we don't commit a sin. But even that salah of ours, there's so many mistakes in that. So we must make istighfar. Right? So that's one lesson that we are getting here. The second thing is that this hadith sharif is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi. And the hukam of this hadith is Hasan. Right? So from there, Sahibul Mishkat is taking a net path. That is completing his kitab with a hadith that is Hasan. So inshallah, this kitab also will be accepted in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will accept it, taking a net path. And this hadith sharif was the last hadith sharif the Sahih al-Mishkat has written. And he says that he completed it on the last night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Just as we wrote the last hadith sharif, the moon of Shawwal was sighted. So the very Mubarak time, he completed the last hadith of this wonderful kitab. So your Asatiza will explain to you much more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your studies. Allah ta'ala bless with the noor. See, these ahadith, they have a noor in them. It's not just the world. It's not like university students and people studying things of the world. Some of it is necessary, some of it is unnecessary. Right? But that is words. But these words of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have a noor in them. So our late Shaykh, Dr. Salam Ahmadullah Ali, he used to say that when these words are spoken, this is why the ilm of deen, you can't acquire from just reading books. You can't acquire from online. You can't acquire from internet. There has to be an ustad-student relationship. Because this ilm of deen, it goes from heart to heart. Heart to heart. Right? So, when Prophet Ali used to say that if you take a computer and you download all the kitabs in the computer, Bukhari Sharif, all the kitabs and all the surahs and everything inside there, but nobody will take an amama and tie it to the computer. So you have 45. Because the computer doesn't have a heart. Doesn't have a heart to receive. So you have to have a start and you have a student, the sheikh and the student. And then this knowledge is transmitted heart to heart. This is why when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave, he embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was something being transferred from heart to heart. And this continues. So this transfer takes place from heart to heart. So the words come out in a capsule of nur. They enter the ear and they find their way into the heart. The words of Allah Ta'ala and the words of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with the nur of these words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, and Allah Ta'ala overlook our faults and the cross of the nur.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يا أرحم الراحمين يا رحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار المحجوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله forgive our sins O Allah. Forgive each and every sin that we have committed O Allah. يا الله forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our asatiza, forgive our mashayikh, forgive our spouses, forgive our children, our family members, our friends, those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat of Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا الله you accept all the efforts that are taking place over Allah. يا الله you accept the students that have completed the kitab over Allah. يا الله you bless us all with the nur of your kalam and the kalam of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of all the asatiza, all the well-wishers, all those who are involved in the propagation of your deen of Allah. Ya Allah, take this institute from strength to strength of Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is directly or indirectly involved, Ya Allah, you accept it of Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our works of deen of Allah. The deen of Dawud, Ya Allah, you accept it. The Hanka work, you accept it. Ya Allah, accept all our madaris, our makatib, our darul ulums of Allah. Accept all the social work of Allah. Ya Allah, accept the jihad of the mujahideen of Allah. Grant the mujahideen your nusrat of Allah. Grant them victories of Allah. Bring about halat of aman and peace in the ummah of Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy forces give them hidayat of Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, if they have become obstinate and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim ummah, then oh Allah, you destroy them and destroy the heart and the Thamud of Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and every one that is sitting here. But for each and every one's jaiz hajat of Allah, you know the problems, the difficulties that each one may be facing of Allah. You assist and help each and every one of us in our problems, in our difficulties of Allah. Ya Allah, keep us all on Sirat-i-Mustaqeem. Give us all the tawfiq to follow the Shariat of Allah, to follow the Sunnah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with akhlaq-e-hamida of Allah. Remove from us all the razaik of Allah. Give us a proper true understanding of our deen of Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and you become ours of Allah. Make us yours and you become ours of Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridwaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min safatika wal nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridwaka bil qada wa nas'aluka bard al 'aysh ba'd al maut wa nas'aluka ladzzat al nazar ila wajhik والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.